From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says his effort to overhaul the nation's healthcare system can be accomplished without breaking his campaign promise not to raise the tax burden on the middle class. He also said it can be accomplished even if the legislation gets little or no Republican backing in Congress.
Let me put it this way. I'd love to get Republican votes, but I don't count on them. And I'm confident that we're going to get health care passed.
Mr. Obama, in an interview on the Spanish language network Univision, one of five TV networks he appeared on today, as he presses Congress to move ahead on health care legislation. But GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina made light of Mr. Obama's media blitz.
The president is selling something that people, quite frankly, are not buying. He's been on everything but the Food Channel.
Graham was on NBC's Meet the Press. On other issues, the president dismissed criticism that his change in missile defense strategy was influenced in part by Russia's strong opposition to the European-based missile defense system proposed by the Bush administration.
My task here was not to negotiate with the Russians. The Russians don't make determinations about what our defense posture is.
Mr. Obama speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the U.S. knows it is wrong when it accuses Iran of trying to develop nuclear weapons. His is the first comment from Iranian leaders since the White House decided to shift missile defense strategies, reportedly because of intelligence that indicates Iran is currently focusing on short and medium range missile development. The BBC's Humphrey Hawksley reports.
In a speech to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that the American officials who accused Iran of intending to build a nuclear bomb knew that their words were wrong. It's part of the phobia policy that controls the behavior of these arrogant governments today, he said. We fundamentally reject nuclear weapons and prohibit the production and use of nuclear weapons. He demanded that Western governments revise their policy. They must correct this. The Iranian nation is alert, he said.
The BBC's Humphrey Hawksley reporting from Iran. Three Afghan-born men are slated to make their first appearance in a federal courtroom tomorrow on charges of lying to federal agents who are investigating an alleged terrorism plot. New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says the three are Najibullah Zazi, Zazi's father, and a New York man.
The allegation is that Mr. Zazi lied when he said he had no knowledge of 9 pages of handwritten bomb-making material on his computer.
Kelly says the bomb-making notes were retrieved from a laptop computer taken by the FBI from a car that was rented by Zazi and returned to that car without him knowing the material had been copied by investigators. Zazi and his father live in the Denver area. Both insist they've done nothing wrong. This is NPR News from Washington. Firefighters are working to complete the containment of the stubborn wildfire still burning north of Los Angeles in advance of hot, dry winds forecast for that region this week. 4 helicopters have been dropping thousands of gallons of water on areas that are still smoldering. The blaze has destroyed nearly 90 homes and killed 2 firefighters. It's about 93% contained. Canada's government is attempting to dampen outrage in the country's Aboriginal community that has flared since flu kits containing body bags were delivered to tribes in Manitoba. More from Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Native leaders were horrified, saying the move was culturally insensitive. The government said it was a misunderstanding. Those reserves were already hit hard by the swine flu earlier this year, and hand sanitizers were delayed because health officials feared the alcohol content in the sanitizers would be too tempting. In a rare weekend news conference, the Federal Health Minister, Leona Aglukkaq, announced a new flu virus communication plan for Aboriginal communities. The plan includes a virtual summit to take place early next month and a commitment to share critical health information with Native communities and meet regularly with Native leaders. The plan was also approved by the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
New York Governor David Paterson says he is not dropping his bid to retain the office that he inherited 18 months ago. Paterson has reportedly come under pressure from national party leaders and the White House over concern that his low popularity ratings could weigh on other Democratic candidates in the state next year.
I have said time and time again that I am running for governor next year. I am not going to discuss confidential conversations.
Paterson speaking to reporters in Manhattan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.